Star date 7/8/19. Devin Bowman aboard the SS base model broken down Dodge Charger. Happy 4th of July. I guess. I suppose. Fireworks are neat. Look, man. I think at the age of 23 this year, I'm super, super, super over the 4th of July. This whole fucking having immigrants locked up in, like locked up in cages and it being directly in our fucking faces and we just continue to dance around and celebrate Freedom Day and eat shit fucking food that kills us. Yeah, fuck it. Fuck this country. Man, fuck Donald Trump. Fuck everybody. Fuck the soldiers. Fuck the troops. Fuck your police officer uncle. Fuck your cousin who served in Iraq. I don't care. I'm over it. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, man. On top of like kind of being over the 4th, I was kind of too like emotionally like out of it to go out and enjoy myself at all. So on multiple levels, yeah, man, fuck the 4th of July. It just ain't it. You know what I mean? That ain't the holiday we should be celebrating. Arboretum Day, I feel like it's slept on. But this whole freedom conversation getting kind of weird, man, especially up here in America. Like, then more towards the liberals, but you can't say what the fuck ever nowadays. That freedom of speech shit's kind of teetering with no one's choice. But yeah, it's weird. What the goddamn, bro? Aside from the safety aspect of making your motorcycle loud so motherfuckers see you, like, suck a dick with your loud-ass fucking motorcycle, you old fucking man. You old fucking man who will never fuck a girl in her 20s again. God damn it, loud fucking bike shit pisses me off. It's just some old fuck all toughed out in leather. I could probably kick the shit out you, old man. I say that so I get my fucking shit rung by an old biker. He's got that mechanics grip. But that dude, I hope he crashes on his way home to see his children. I don't care. I fucking hate that sound. But I'm the one recording a podcast out in the middle of public. I think my energy is the best out here when I'm not staring at a wall. And right now, I have just gotten out the gym, getting my pump on, trying to get fucking yoked, trying to look like a Baki character. Now, I'm getting my smoke on to desensitize the muscles. I heard Joe Rogan once say smoking weed after working out and before working out and during working out actually enhances muscle mass increase. The THC cells break down into the muscle fibers, adding a effect I like to call CBD green strength. It's kind of like the Hulk type stuff, like gamma radiation, but it comes from weed and makes you way fucking stronger, bro. Yeah, Joe Rogan told me that. Yeah. So, get my little smoke in after work. Probably about to be in for the night. Had a fucked up 4th, but I'm enjoying my week. I still have a lot of leftover fireworks, though. That's the number one upside from this, is I have a bunch of fireworks. I'm going camping this weekend. Shit's falling in line nice. And speaking of things falling in line, so I'm... like, anybody who knows, I'm at a weird spot right now. Not at a low point. I'm definitely still, for some reason, feeling just fucking great and grateful on a level. That I'm definitely at a weird point right now, though. I'm trying to get some shit together. Shit's changing up for me. In the positive. I'm only changing for the better right now. So, like I said, shit's in transition for me. And, yeah, man, all these girls... not even all these girls. One girl is in my ear about this, explaining it as zodiac signs and astrology and the planets aligning and the stars doing fucking 4 backflips before butt-fucking the other one and Saturn retrograded around Uranus and all that shit. But, and I'm usually really quick to be like, shut the fuck, stay out of my face with that shit. But with this weird pattern that's happened in my life where I've gone to these campgrounds at low, strange points in my life, I can definitely see some weird universal cycle that I've been dealing with. And maybe I just need to break that cycle, or maybe it's some kind of sacred geometry pinwheel that I'm not fully privy to. But at the same time, I don't believe in it. Even if I do, I feel like I should be able to grab that shit physically by the fucking horns and snap it into the positions I want. And I think that's what life is about. I think that's manifesting destiny. I can't wait till humans can physically remove stars. Like, we can just scoot those balls of fucking heat and gas over somehow, some kind of fucking giant tractor beam, like they do in Futurama, where he writes, "I love you, purple hair girl." Yeah. And then astrology is fully within our call. What if they can already do that, and people have these predetermined destinies they have set up for themselves by some Walton types that are using their star writing machine to set you with these predestined personality palettes and courses you can walk? Geminis are assholes. I don't know, man. But yeah. So every time I'm out at this fucking camping spot, I've always been at a low point. I've always found resolve and strength within that camping point while being out in these woods, while being surrounded by music and friends and just joy. I'm so excited for that. I don't know if it'll hit the same, because now I have other memories there. I need a good weekend. I need a definite restart, clear the mind, something. I need a vacation. That's what I fucking need. And I'm gonna call this a mini vacation. I'm gonna call this a enjoy myself weekend. I'm gonna let my ambitions get real loose. I'm gonna let my hair down. I'm gonna let my dick out. I'm gonna let my shoes be untied. I'm ready. But that's only Monday, man. But I've knocked out this Monday. I went to work, hit the gym. About to smoke this weed. Solid ass Monday, son. Solid ass Monday. Got to talk to somebody that, every time I have a conversation with them, I become 5% better as a man. Like, I'm telling y'all, this might be a rebirth of your boy Devin. Like, this might be the death of Divaldo, because that was a phase, and it might be something new. But Divaldo still might exist. Yeah, man. I'm definitely trying to change right now. I'm feeling great about it. I hope everyone else is either way ahead of me on this boat or following in my footsteps, like Jesus did that one dude when he told him there was only one set of footprints in the sand. And he was like, "Where were you?" And he's like, "All the times you were struggling, that's why I was carrying you." Yeah, something like that with me to you. I want to be your Christ. I'll carry you on my back. I feel good, and I feel good enough for all of us, even when I fucking don't. All right. Everyone have a nice rest of your Monday. Thank you for listening to me rant. I don't really have a name for this. Goodbye.